I wonder where everyone is. I, Father Nicholas, am walking the quiet streets of our town. Why is it so quiet? Where is everyone? Where can everyone be tonight? Come to think of it, it's not only tonight. It's every evening the streets are so quiet. But where can they be? Where can my followers be? I am sure they're not sleeping yet. The night is yet young. What is that I hear? I am beginning to hear some noise. It sounds like the noise of people having a good time. Let me follow the sounds and let me see where it leads me to. Now it makes sense. Now everything makes sense. Yes, of course. My followers, they go every evening to the local bar. Yes. Let me get a little closer now. And... I cannot believe it. Whose bar do they go to? Rabinovich's bar. Yes, the local Jewish tavern. They support that Jew. I think I will head that direction and see for myself what goes on in Rabinovich's bar.
You know, I tell you, Mr. Rabinovich makes the best drinks in all of Poland, or Russia, or wherever this is. Come on, there's got to be another drop in my glass. I don't have any more money on me to buy another drink. Let me see if there's anything left in this glass here. No, not a little drop even. Hey, I got a terrific idea. You know, when I was a kid, my mama used to tell me that if I squeeze the orange, I'll get orange juice. Do you think if I squeeze the glass, I'll get some more vodka? Let me try it. So far, nothing is coming out. Let me try again. Maybe I need to squeeze the glass a little harder. Here we go.
And if it isn't Boris Gefiltikowski.
Hey, who called my name? Peter. Is that you? Peter
Kritansky.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hey, we were together on Rabbi Meir Herbst's CD, The Great Plan.
Yep, that's right. That was us.
Yeah, that story was full of suspenders. I mean, suspense.
Oh, yeah. It definitely was.
You know, I was just wondering, you know, why is it that almost every single one of Rabbi Meir Herbst's CDs, there's a bar?
Yeah, you know, I was wondering the same thing. And in that bar, there's always characters like you and I.
Yeah, that's also a good question.
Well, Boris and Peter, if you would like, I can answer that question for you.
Hey, who is that?
I don't know.
Well, it is I, Rabbi Meir Herbst. You asked a question. May I answer it?
Hey, it's Rabbi Meir Herbst.
Yes, Rabbi Herbst, please. Can you answer that question?
Well, absolutely. You see, many years ago, when the stories on my CDs took place, the bar was the place where almost everyone would gather at night, all the non-Jews would gather there, and they would drink, and they would drink, and that's where a lot of the action took place. Many discussions took place there, and many, many things happened at the bar that affected the entire town, as a matter of fact.
I get it now. I guess that makes sense.
Yes, indeed. Now that you got the answer to your questions, the children listening to the story want to see what's going to happen next.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, where was I?
You were in the middle of squeezing a glass to see if you can get any vodka out of it.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was actually wondering, what were you doing with that glass?
Well, you see, it's a secret.
Well, what's the secret?
Well, if I would tell you, then it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
Oh, can I watch you to see what you're trying to do?
Well, I suppose so. Now, where was I? If I squeeze this glass a little harder, then this trick should work. All right, one more squeeze, and here it goes. This does it for sure.
Boris, are you okay? What are you trying to do?
You see, my mother told me that if
you squeeze a glass hard, it's gonna crack. Well, your mother was a wise woman. She was right, you see.
Well, let's just forget that for now.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, the customers are coming in tonight as they usually do. They start from the beginning of the evening, and as time wears on, more and more of the peasants, the local peasants, come to buy the drinks of schnapps and liquor and vat that I have to offer to them. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hashem sends me my parnasa. Oh, look, the door just opened. It must be another customer. Gewalt! Oy vey! That is Father Nicholas. What in the world is Father Nicholas doing here? He is the biggest Soine Yisrael. He is the biggest anti-Semite in all of this town. He serves as an advisor for Governor Schnitzelowski. And whenever he can, he convinces Governor Schnitzelowski to make decrees and laws and edicts against us Yidden. And he just makes our lives harder and more difficult. Ay, Gewalt, if he is here, it can only mean no good. Oh, you're punishing them. Please, please help me.
Hey, Peter, look. Look who just walked in into the bar.
Did he say ouch?
What do you mean?
You said someone just walked into a bar.
No. I mean, look. Look who just walked into Mr. Rabinovich's his tavern.
And who may that be?
Look.
Oh, my! It's Father Nicholas! Do you think he wants a drink?
Hey, how about we ask him? Should we invite him to sit by our table? I mean, I didn't think that the local priests are coming to the tavern to drink, you know?
Well, let's ask him. Father Nicholas, good evening. How are you this evening?
Yeah, how are you, Father? Can we offer you a drink or something? We have an extra chair here. Come, have a seat.
No, absolutely not. I appreciate your generous and kind offer, Peter and Boris. By the way, what are you two individuals doing here tonight?
Well,
well, you're not sitting here and just getting drunk, are you?
You see,
Just go on, carry on with whatever you're doing. It's irrelevant. Just continue. I just came to look around, you know, just to look around a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, if you change your mind
and you want to join us,
then please do.
I am just going to take a look around there. Yes, a look around here.
Oy, Gewalt. What does he want? I see that look in his eye. He's upset about something. Oy, Gewalt. I'm assuming he'll come over to me soon and let me know what he's upset at.
I see almost all of my followers here. And all they're doing is supporting this Jew every single night by giving their hard-earned money, their hard-earned kopecks, to this local Jew. Ew, it grates on my nerves. I must speak to Governor Schnitzelowski at once. Yes, yes. I have an idea. I have a plan. I have an idea to put an end to this. To put an end to this, indeed. Let me be on my way at once.
Huh? That's interesting. He looked around with an evil, sinister look in his eye. He took everything and he observed everything. And he walked out in a huff. Oh, you give out. That can only mean no good. I give out.